Sohrab screaming. Tabla, harmonium, a del roba. Getting hurled against the wall. The knuckles shattering my jaw. Choking on my own teeth, swallowing them. Thinking about all the countless hours I had spent flossing and brushing. Getting hurled against the wall. Lying on the floor, blood from my split upper lip staining the mauve carpet. Pain ripping through my belly and wondering when I would be able to breathe again. The sound of my ribs snapping like the tree branches Hassan and I used to break to sword fight like Sinbad in those old movies. Sohrab screaming, the side of my face slamming against the corner of the television stand. That snapping sound again, this time just under my left eye. Music, Sohrab screaming, fingers grasping my hair, pulling my head back, the twinkle of stainless steel. Here they come. That snapping sound yet again, now my nose. Biting down in pain, noticing how my teeth did not align like they used to. Getting kicked, Sohrab screaming. I don't know at what point I started laughing, but I did. It hurt to laugh, hurt my jaws, my ribs, my throat. But I was laughing and laughing. And the harder I laughed, the harder he kicked me, punched me, scratched me. What's so funny? Asef kept roaring with each blow. His spittle landed in my eye. Sohrab screamed. What's so funny? Asef bellowed. Another rip snapped, this time left lower. What was so funny was that, for the first time since the winter of 1975, I felt at peace. I laughed because I saw that in some hidden nook in a corner of my mind, I had even been looking forward to this. I remembered the day on the hill I had pelted Hassan with pomegranates and tried to provoke him. He had just stood there, doing nothing, red juice soaking through his shirt like blood. Then he had taken the pomegranate from my hand, crushed it against his forehead. "Are you happy now?" he had hissed. "Do you feel better?" I hadn't been happy, and I hadn't felt better. Not at all. But I did now. My body was broken. Just how badly, I would not find out until later. But I felt healed. Healed at last. I laughed. Then, the end. That I'll take to my grave. I was on the ground laughing, Asef straddling my chest, his face a mask of lunacy framed by snarls of his hair swaying inches from my face. His free hand was locked around my throat. The other, the one with the brass knuckles, cocked above his shoulder. He raised his fist higher, raised it for another blow. Then, Bas, a thin voice. We both looked. Please, no more. I remembered something the orphanage director had said when he had opened the door to me and Farid. What had been his name? Zaman? He's inseparable from that thing, he had said. He tucks it in the waist of his pants everywhere he goes. No more, Sohrab said. Twin trails of black mascara, mixed with tears, had rolled down his cheeks and smeared the rouge. His lower lip trembled. Mucus seeped from his nose. Bas, he croaked. His hand was cocked above his shoulder, holding the cup of the slingshot at the end of the elastic band which was pulled all the way back. There was something in the cup, something shiny and yellow. I blinked the blood from my eyes and saw it was one of the brass balls from the ring in the table base. Sohrab had the slingshot pointed to Asif's face. No more, Aga, please, he said, his voice husky and trembling. Stop hurting him,